everybody, and welcome to, let's be honest, this month or 2 months or 3 months episode of Grim Scenarios, the Blood on the Clock Tower strategy podcast, sometimes a comedy podcast as well.
A podcast that has one thing going for it, and that is that it exists.
Yes, and sometimes we even commit to a weekly schedule.
Occasionally.
Rarely. Anyway, it's been a long time since we've done a traditional Grim Scenarios episode. We spent several months doing our tier list project, which we took far longer than it needed, but we finished it. And now we're back here for a traditional, normal episode of Grim Scenarios Plays Bundle of Talks About Blood on the Clock Tower Strategy. I'm your host, Emma. With me is Milk, who also is here.
And it's a completely normal episode with a very, very simple, straightforward script that you're all probably familiar with.
Yeah, the script we decided to look at this week and is Dusk in the House of the Damned. It is my personal favorite custom script. I think it has one of the best combinations of Clock Tower characters available in the custom script marketplace. I think it offers a lot of really interesting ways to play and for both teams. And you can probably see the script on the side, assuming Milk has a reasonable setup for his visual layout, because he records the visual side on his end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can see it right over there. Hopefully I'm pointing in the right direction.
You were pointing the right direction for me, so you probably were for...
Yeah. Yeah, it's right over there. There's a whole bunch of tokens and whatnot over there. Yeah. Look at them all.
All right. So, Milk, you're going to be running the scenario first. I'm going to be playing it and thinking about it. So let's see what hellscapes you've created for me.
Yes, something very exciting for you, Emma. Let's go out to the Grim. That seems like it's been a while.
Now, as you remember in our traditional episodes, we have one of us talk through our strategy as a player in the Grim that the other one has set up. So here we are.
Yeah. Emma, I am really excited for you to have your token flip around and show you the Alchemist token.
Ah, the Alchemist token. Fascinating.
Mm-hmm. And with that Alchemist token, you've got a storyteller visit in your future.
Mm.
And of course,
you sometimes have to deal with storytellers that you may not like that much, such as. And that's not this situation. This situation we have Milk, who's a person.
I'm objectively a dairy beverage.
Disagree. We like dairy beverages.
It's true. Oh, I see. That's yes. But well done. Well played. Emma, you're going to be woken in the night with a card, because I can't be bothered to come and see you, that lets you know that you are the alchemist who has seen the wizard ability.
Ah, the wizard ability.
Mm-hmm.
So, I get to have the wizard ability, which is awesome, because it's, frankly, one of the two or three best characters in released Clock Tower.
It is a very interesting character, which gives you lots of flexibility. It was an S-tier strategic character on our tier list, I think we did a good job of talking about it when we had Ed on the podcast as well.
Yeah. You can check our most recent guest episode, which featured Ed talking about the wizard token.
Mm-hmm. I think it's called The Wizard of Ed.
Yes.
As the wizard, I am not, or as the alchemist wizard, I should say, I am not going to wake you up in the night.
Well, you did show me the wizard
token. I woke you up to show you the wizard token, but I'm not going to wake you up to offer you an opportunity to use your wizard ability. Of course, you could, in a real life game, signal to me in some way that you might have something you wanted to do. But, you know, since you haven't since you haven't bothered to do that, I'm just going to say we're going to start the first day. And traditionally, I allow you to pick someone around the Grim to go and talk to and to start communicating with.
Yeah.
So,
before I go and talk to people, I do need to sort of think about what I want to do with an alchemist wizard wish.
Hmm.
And the reason I say that is because, you know, the wizard is a minion ability, so the natural sort of state of the wizard is it helps the evil team accomplish their goals of making the game more confusing and hard to solve. The wizard's natural ability is essentially a processing power ability, right? Like, you can do anything with a wizard, and the main thing you're doing as an evil wizard is you're sucking up goods, processing power. Like, you're not going to wish for something that's going to instant win the game, because that's lame. But as an evil wizard, you can force good to think about things they wouldn't necessarily want to be thinking about or expect to be thinking about. They're going to have to come up with new ideas and new strategies on the fly without even knowing if they're the right new ideas and right strategies, because they don't have aren't certain what your wish is. But as the alchemist wizard, you don't necessarily want to be doing all that, right? Because you don't want to distract the good team with the processing power. You might want to distract the evil team with processing power, but it's harder to do that because you don't know who's evil. So, this script is a curious script in that the evil team has a high chance of not knowing who's evil. There's both a magician and a poppy grower. You might be outnumbered. There's a legion. There's lots of outsiders that are probably hiding or don't know they're outsiders. If you look at these outsiders, there's the ogre, who may be evil and may not want to be playing their cards face up. There's the damsel, who's probably hiding. The heretic, who's probably hiding because they don't want the Nodashi or the imp to kill themselves in the night. And the lunatic, who might think they're on the evil team. So this is a script that puts you in a pretty scary position on both teams. And as a good wizard, I think, try to find some way to reduce that fear a little bit for me. Now, I don't want to be, like, going overpowered. I don't want to be, like, wishing to learn all the good players, because that'd be dumb. I just then go to each of the good players, I've been told, and I learn if one of them's the heretic, and if none of them are the heretic, we kill the three evil players and we win. We want to find something that's reasonable. So the storyteller is going to cost that pretty high. So we need to find something reasonable to wish for that's going to help my team not have as much of that distracting processing power take away that a bunch of that evil wishes might be. But it's still fun and interesting and different and creates a unique clock tower experience.
And there's a lot on this script, you know, as you mentioned, that sort of already puts it in the direction of somewhat limited information. Everything is very all of the information roles get either very soft information for the most part, or they could get misinformation in a bunch of different ways, or the information could mean a lot of different things. Would you think about, in this case, Emma, trying to use the alchemist wizard in some way to create some kind of like anchor or certainty for the good team?
Yeah, I think I could. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to wish to be told who the outsiders are.
Okay. You're going to wish to be told who the outsiders are.
Not what outsiders they are, not their alignment, because they might be evil. Just who they are.
Okay. That seems like a really reasonable wish. So you're just going to come to me first thing on the first day and wish to know who the outsiders are. And I'm going to tell you that the outsiders are in seat 10 and seat 11.
Fun.
So we can, maybe I'll just mark them here in the grim. I'm just going to do a little here. Outsider and outsider. I should mark you as the alchemist wizard as well. I didn't do that when we started. It's been a little while since we've done this, so, you know.
Yeah. So why do I want to know who the outsiders are? The outsiders are very important to this game. By learning that there's two outsiders, first off, I've learned it's probably not a Legion game, so that's pretty important for me. Which means I can be a bit freer with my voting, because that's genuinely a concern in Legion games. But I've also learned that heretic claims that don't come from C10 and 11 aren't to be trusted. So it's unlikely seat 11 and seat 10, given the outsiders in the script, are just going to believe me when I come up to them and say, yeah, I'm the wizard who wished to learn you were an outsider. Let's be friends. Because that's pretty scary if you're a damsel. That's pretty scary if you're a heretic. But they might. I might be to convince them. But what I've done is I've restricted the outsider space, and I've learned a lot. I've learned the Sentinel wasn't applied. I've learned that it's not a Legion game, essentially. It could be a Legion game, technically, but I'm just going to assume it's not, based off learning two outsiders. And, yeah.
Okay, so with that, how do you want to approach talking to
folks? Can't hear you, Milk, because you've muted yourself.
Whoops. With that in mind, how do you want to go about talking to folks? You have a couple conversations on your first day. How do you want to approach these? How do you want to approach these players or any of the players?
I'm going to talk to C10 and C11 sequentially, probably.
Okay, that seems like a really good idea. You go ahead and check in on C10. Hello, Emma. How are you in this game? I am C10.
Great. Good to know, C10. I know something else about you.
What do you know about me?
You're an outsider.
Why do you think I'm an outsider?
Well, I'm the alchemist wizard who wished to learn who the outsiders are. And you're an outsider, and I know one other outsider.
Alright. That feels like something that the regular wizard could also do, Emma.
It is something the regular wizard could also do. Would you like to be the alchemist?
Me? Yeah, sure. I can be the alchemist.
Because I can be anything.
You could be a damsel, even.
Yeah, I could be a damsel.
Yeah, that would be a great thing for you to be. You could just go ahead
and
be
the
damsel.
So you're not the damsel, are you, C10?
Me? No. I'm the ogre.
Okay. Yeah. That makes perfect sense. Who'd you ogre pick?
I'm not sure if I should tell you. Feels like powerful information that I'm not sure I should give out.
That's fair.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure I should tell you that. We'll just go ahead and mark C10 as the ogre there for you.
Yeah, no, don't feel free not to tell me.
Just seems a little bit early in the game, and this is all coming at me all at once.
Yeah.
So.
And you're the ogre, definitely, not the damsel or the heretic.
No, just the ogre. Perfectly happy to be the ogre, and I've picked a player, and I think I'll just keep that quiet. Yeah, that's what I've decided to do. Okay. Do you want to talk to C11 as well?
Yeah, of course I want to talk to C11 as well.
Great. Hey there, Emma. How are you in this game? How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm very excited to have drawn one of my favorite tokens. Pretty pumped about this game.
Oh, what's that favorite token of yours, damsel?
I'm the ogre, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I picked you.
Great. That's great to know. And that sort of confirms my information, because I'm the alchemist wizard who wished to learn who the outsiders were, and you were one of the names I got.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. Yeah, this has worked out really, really well for our team. The good team.
Yeah. Yep.
That we're both on. You're definitely the alchemist wizard. I got you. Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, just the ogre. Everything's great.
Okay. Cool. Well, I'm going to claim ogre to everyone else. You can claim alchemist wizard. Don't claim alchemist wizard. People might catch on to that.
Might be fun to claim alchemist wizard, though. I mean, but
I don't think you need to. I think you can find some other bluff. You're just an ogre, after all.
Yeah, I mean, I was just going to claim, like, fisherman or something. Lots of people claim fisherman, so it's pretty...
Yeah. I'll take your ogre claim.
Pretty normal. Yeah, that's fine.
And you can take a nice, solid fisherman claim.
All right, that sounds good. Thanks for the chat.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, Emma, so what's happened? What are you thinking?
I mean, one of these players isn't the ogre, obviously.
Wow, really? Okay, interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting grim read there.
Yeah, I'm an expert grim reader, and I can tell you one of those players isn't the ogre.
Wild. That's wild. Okay. Do you have a sense of which one you think might be not an ogre?
Not really.
Okay, fair enough. Good.
The reason I didn't suggest a role swap with seat 11 is because I did suggest a role swap with seat 10.
Right.
And I don't want it to be too obvious to the two outsiders who each other are.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, actually. And obviously, you don't want to give them both the alchemist bluff because it's just going to get them just going to get one of them in trouble.
Right. I want one of them to have the alchemist bluff, but not the other.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I think everybody probably understands that plan. Okay. Anyone else you want to talk to today? You can get one more conversation, and I think.
Yeah, nothing in particular. Surprise me.
Oh, okay, great. Well, let's go ahead. You know what? Let's give you a ping from. Let's give you a ping from seat two. I think okay. Seat two might be a familiar character that you might know from other games we've played. Hey, how's it going? What can I do for you?
Not much. What can I do for you?
Kneel, peasants, because I'm your king.
Oh, you're claiming to be the king.
Yes, I am your king. Obviously, very important role in this game. How about you? What do you got?
Oh, I am the choir boy, so I'm confirming you exist.
That seems interesting. Sure you want to change that claim?
No. Do you want to change that claim?
No. I don't particularly want to change that claim.
So yeah, you're the king, I'm the choir boy. I'm confirming your existence. That seems pretty good for you.
All right. I don't really trust you, but sure. Let's go with you're the choir boy.
Well, you are the king, right? So I it makes am sense there would be a choir yes. boy, and that choir boy is me.
I am the king. I've told lots of people that I'm the king.
I knew there was a king in play, given that I was the choir boy.
Yeah, I mean, you should believe that I exist. This all seems perfectly reasonable and above board.
Yeah, I'll probably bluff something else to other people, though, because people who aren't the king don't need to know where the choir boy is, right?
Goodbye, Emma. All right, back in the town square. Any nominations you're particularly excited to make here?
Not really.
Yeah, all right. Let's get a nomination from seat eight. He's going to nominate seat one. Let's go seat eight, nominate seat one. Seat eight's going to nominate seat one. The accusation is, I have heard of a village idiot who got an evil on seat one. And seat one is going to say, I would really like to talk to that village idiot. I've heard of multiple village idiots, and I don't think that this is necessarily a good place to start. So the vote's going to go around. Seat two is not going to vote. Seat three is not going to vote. Would you like to vote on seat one, who is apparently in VI info?
Doesn't seem necessary.
Yep. Seat five doesn't vote. Six votes. We'll say seven votes. Eight votes. Nine votes. 10 and 11 do not vote. 12 doesn't vote. Seat one does not get on the board.
Okay.
Let's go with seat six is going to nominate seat 10. Seat six nominates seat 10. Seat six says, I have heard of some VI information that suggests that seat 10 is evil. So I'd like to check seat 10, please.
Who is the person nominated here?
This is seat 6, who's claiming to have heard VI information that seat 10 is evil.
That's seat interesting, because we know that's false.
Indeed. Seat 10 says, I don't think I'm the best kill for today, but, if you want. So we're going to go around. Seat 11 doesn't vote. We'll say seat 12 votes. We'll say seat 1 doesn't vote. We'll say seat 2 votes. We'll say seat 3 votes. Would you like to vote?
No, not at all.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like the kind of thing you would do. Seat 5 doesn't vote. Seat 6 doesn't vote. Seat 7 votes. 8, 9, and 10 do not vote. So 10 doesn't go on the 10 doesn't go on the block. We're going to get another nomination. This time, seat 12 is going to nominate seat 6. Seat 12 says, a lot of village idiot information seems to be floating around out there. Sounds kind of Sounds like a lot of, maybe some of it could be made up, so I'm going to nominate Seat 6. Seat 6 says, obviously a lot of people claim Village Idiot early in these games, but I'm on the good team. I shouldn't be killed here. So we'll go around. Seat 7 votes. Seat 8 does not vote. Seat 9 votes. Seat 10 votes. Seat 11 does not vote. Seat 12 votes. We'll say seat 1 doesn't vote. Seat 2 doesn't vote. Seat 3 votes. So you have the deciding vote. And
yeah, your hand is up. That's why my hand is up.
Yep. And so that puts 6 on seat 6. Nobody seems particularly excited to try to lift seat 6. So we're going to go ahead and say seat 6 is executed and dies. And everybody goes to sleep. Nothing happens to you in the night. You wake up the next day, and it appears that seat 8 has died in the night.
Great.
Yep. I don't know if you want to revisit any conversations you've had in the past, or if you want to check in with anybody in specific.
Yeah, let's talk to seat 6 and seat 8 today. Let's figure out what's up with these dead players.
That sounds pretty good. Right. You go and talk to Seat 6, and Seat 6 says, "Hey, Emma, dead Village Idiot. I checked Seat 10 and got an evil."
Okay. Interesting. I think you're wrong. You could be drunk or poisoned, but your information's not good.
Okay. can you expand on that in some way?
No.
Okay.
Seat 10's good. I had a good talk with them. They're good. It just happens sometimes. You learn who's on the good team.
Yeah, Seat 10, I didn't get a chance to talk to them yesterday. Just was trying to go off my info. So I'll try to have a chat with them today and just see if I get what kind of vibe I get off of them. I could be the drunk one.
You could be the drunk one. You don't have to be evil. You could be sat next to a Nodashi.
Yep, possible Nodashi in the area. So there's certainly interesting probabilities here.
Okay.
I'm just gonna go ahead and mark this as a drunk Village Idiot. Could be drunk, you know, seems to have information that isn't true. Maybe they're evil, who knows? Seat 8. Yeah, Seat 8's gonna ping you up here, Emma.
Okay.
Seat 8 says, "Hey, how's it going?"
Good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I was the noble.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm happy. I kinda was sharing my pings a little bit yesterday. I was claiming Village Idiot, and I did just kind of point at one of my pings as a potential Village Idiot ping. That's seat mm-hmm. 1, obviously. I also have a ping on seat 9, and I also have a ping on seat 7.
Okay. Those are 3 names.
Yep, those are 3 names. I thought it would be kind of clever to try to, you know, just sort of hide, you know, as a Village Idiot. Seems like it maybe got me killed in the night, so that's really strong. Start snowing. So,
well, there's a few players I relatively trust, and you have these fun noble pings. I'd be interested in killing my neighbors today.
Okay, that sounds good. I haven't talked to seat 5, but I did talk to seat 3. They seemed a little bit suspicious, so maybe if you want to catch a chat with one of them.
We'll go to seat 3.
Alright, sounds good. Hey, what's going on, Emma?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing great. I'm having a lot of fun. One of my favorite roles here. Really enjoying this.
What role is that?
I'm the goblin.
Oh, you're the goblin?
Yep, I'm the goblin.
So you're evil?
Yep, I'm evil. It's a Poppy Grow game. Good luck killing me, of course.
That seems fascinating.
Yeah, I'm just adding that I'm the goblin to, you know, beat the poppy grower situation.
The poppy grower situation.
Yeah, seems pretty straightforward for me, so.
Yeah, no problem.
What are you?
No problem.
What are you? What do you got going on?
I'm the ogre.
The ogre? Oh, did you pick me?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be telling.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to let that
you don't want to know if I picked you. You want to figure it out. You're in this for the solve.
That's true. I do love solving these games, and I'm obviously going to be around till the end of the game as the goblin.
Yeah. That seems reasonable.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, good luck to you, and your team.
I don't think you're going to get the Goblin win by claiming Goblin constantly, but maybe we'll get resigned to you being a Demon candidate.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought, like, you know, sometimes you gotta make a little counterplay to try to sort of, you know, help your team find you, and, you know.
That seems reasonable.
Yep, yep. All right, well, you know, have fun. Have fun, Emma. I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, bye. So you go back to Town Square, and seat seven says, hey, everybody. Something really weird happened to me today. I'm not sure what to do about it. So I'm just going to tell you all and hope that you can kind of help me figure it out. I'm mm-hmm. the fisherman, and I went to the storyteller today, and I asked for fisherman advice, and the storyteller told me that I'm not entitled to fisherman advice.
No, that's not how the fisherman token works.
I agree, but I have the fisherman token, and I went to the storyteller and I said, hey, I'd like my fisherman advice today. He just said I'm not entitled to fisherman advice.
This sounds like you are confused, perhaps, with how the fisherman token works.
I mean, I can go see the storyteller again and, like, ask for fisherman advice again, but the storyteller told me 3 times that I'm not entitled to fisherman advice.
All right, cool, cool, cool.
So, seems strange. Anybody have any ideas? Nobody really pipes up.
Nah, that seems weird.
All right, well,
I've heard of a different fisherman, though, so you're probably just evil, but you're in a noble thing, so you're probably just a minion.
I mean, yeah. Do you have any nominations you want to make at this point, Emma?
No, not overly. I want to see who else gets nominated first.
All right, who was it? It was seat 12, yeah. Seat 12 is going to nominate seat 3. Seat 12 says, yeah, somebody asked me to do this. They said seat 3 is acting kind of weird, claiming Goblin, apparently, like, publicly. I don't know if I believe this, but I just wanted to get out there. And seat 3 says, yep, I'm the Goblin. It's your vote first, Emma. What do you want to do?
No, I'm not going to vote on this.
Yeah, that seems to be the general consensus around town. Seat 12 kind of throws the hand up, you know, sort of basically nobody else votes on it. Seat 3 votes on themselves. So it's 2 votes, seat 12 and seat 3. Seat 2 nominates seat 5. C2 says, I've talked to a couple of people that I think I kind of trust. I think I've found my choir boy, so I'm pretty happy to just kill into people who aren't those people, and I think C5 is one of those people. C5 says, I really don't think I should die at this point. I think my ability is still helping the town, and I would prefer not to die here. We'll go, let's say, C7 doesn't vote on it. Seat 9 doesn't vote on it. Seat 10 votes. Seat 11 doesn't vote on it. Seat 12 votes on it. Seat 1 doesn't vote. Seat 2 votes. Seat 3 votes. That's 4. Do you want to put the 5th?
Oh yeah, I'll be happy to put the 5th here.
All right, you throw the 5th on, and seat 5 is marked for execution. Seat 5 says, I think I'm gonna nominate seat 12. Seat 5 nominates seat 12. It says, it's kind of an Uno reverse. I don't really know what seat 12 is claiming. I don't really trust it. I think they could be evil. Seat 12 says, I've told a couple of people my claim. You know, I'm not going to add it publicly right now. I would prefer not to die here. We'll say seat 1 doesn't vote. Seat 2 doesn't vote. Seat 3 doesn't vote. I assume you're not going to vote.
This is on seat 12.
This is on seat 12. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll vote.
Okay, you throw a hand up. Seat 5 throws a hand up. We'll say, let's say seat 7 throws a hand up. And we'll say seat 10 throws a hand up, but seat 12 doesn't go on the block. Get one more num in, I think. Seat 3 is going to nominate seat 10. Seat 3 says, I don't really trust seat 10's claim. It's pretty suspicious. They're claiming to be an alchemist, which I don't really trust. Let's get him out of here. Seat 10 says, I'm an alchemist. Seat 3 is claiming goblin. There's no reason to vote on this. Nom goes around. It's on no votes by the time it gets to you. I assume you don't want to vote, so just going to move it along. That's seat 5, executed and dies. And everybody goes to sleep. Any thoughts on the Grim at this point, Emma? Any thoughts on things? Where do you think the evils are? We've gone about 20, 25 minutes here.
Yeah, I mean, most likely there's an evil in the Noble Pings. The only reason way for there not to be an evil Noble Pings is really for Seed A to be an Odashi poison, possibly for them to be an Impu Star past, possibly for them to be killed off in a popular game, but most likely there's an evil in that Noble Pings. And since both their neighbors are in it, it's unlikely that's an Odashi poisoned Noble information. Being the Alchemist Wizard, my guess is there's probably not a real wizard in play, which means this bluff of fishermen who was told they couldn't get advice is almost certainly a lie, so I'm guessing Seed 7 is probably the evil in the Noble Things.
Alright.
There's a possibility Omnodashi poisoned and Seed 10 and 11 aren't the outsiders, because I didn't actually have the wizard ability. Which, would, in that world, Seed 7's good. most likely, because there is room for an alchemist wizard, I think, or a real wizard, and the wizard could have wished for something like that to interfere with the fishermen. But my preliminary assumption is that I'm sober until proven otherwise.
Okay.
So I'll put an evil in seat 7. Seat 3 is probably the magician, probably not the goblin, possibly the poppy grower. That's much more of a magician or poppy grower play than a goblin play. I would read that player as a magician or a poppy grower, not a goblin, if that's how they're behaving. That probably means, assuming again I'm sober and healthy, that the other two evils are between seats 5, seats 2, and seat 12. My guess is it's Seat 2, who seemed really taken aback by the idea there was a choir boy in play, which is weird for a king. And possibly, with the disrupted information, my guess is Seat 3 has to be a poppy grower for Seat... Yeah, my guess is it's probably Seat... 2, seat 12, and seat 7, but I could be wrong easily. Not sure what the win condition is. The outsiders could be either. Could be include a heretic.
Yeah, you're going to have to figure that out later in the game, but obviously there's no time left. No time left for us to go through that. I will tell you that you narrowed it down. I mean, you narrowed it down quite well. There is actually a wizard in this game. There's an evil wizard in this game. It's the player in seat 9. The player in seat 9 is the evil of those three. The player in seat 9 wished that two players' roles change, but not their tokens, which flipped the actual I just want to make sure I scribbled this in. It flipped the actual poppy grower, who is the fisherman in seat 7, flipped the actual poppy grower, who is the fisherman in seat 7, who is not entitled to information because he's not a fisherman, he's a poppy grower. Mm-hmm. And the player in the player that you correctly guessed, who's in seat 3, who thinks he's the poppy grower but is in fact the fisherman.
Okay.
Which is quite good. The player in seat 5 is our Scarlet Woman, who just got executed there. The player in seat 2 is in fact the king. The player in seat 1 is a village idiot. The player in seat 6 is, of course, the drunk village idiot. And the demon sitting in seat 12 here, which you I think you kind of were right in the right direction. The player in seat 10 is, in fact, the heretic, who didn't want to tell you which outsider they were and left because the script leaves you enough space, obviously, left enough room for you to for them to either be the damsel or the heretic, basically. And that's your game of Dusk in the House of the Dead. Pretty straightforward.
How are you feeling? You ready for some Dusk?
I love this script so much. I am ready for
some Dusk. Yeah, and you did a good team scenario, so by our normal pitter-patter, in case you've forgotten, you're probably doing an evil team scenario.
That's reasonable, but you never know what could happen.
Yeah, you never know.
All right.
You could be anything.
I could be anything. You'll tell me if I'm the lunatic, right?
Your token has six fingers.
I'm a Legion again. Of course I'm a Legion again.
Yeah, you're definitely a Legion.
So, the last two times, just for some context for our audience, the last two times I've played this script, I was the lunatic who saw Legion in a non-Legion game that was wizard wished into being a Legion game, but I did not become a Legion, Emma.
That seems like it was fair to you because you were already a Legion, so you didn't need to become one.
I wasn't a Legion, Emma. I was a lunatic.
Yeah, and think about all the players who were confirming you.
And then the last time I played this script, which you also story told, I was a Legion bluffing heretic.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm sure this has given you lots of thoughts about how to play Legion in Dusk in the House of the Damned.
It's true.
That you can now share with our audience, because you are a Legion.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
You don't get bluffs.
No, Legions shouldn't get bluffs, right? There's no reason
to. I mean, they can get bluffs. That's an option. You can do either one as the storyteller. I don't see the need to give Milk bluffs.
I mean,
he's a veteran player. He knows how the game works.
Yeah, and also, like, as a Legion, like, you don't really, like, super need a bluff because you know there's three good players in, like, you know there's three, maybe four good characters in play. Like, you're just...
Hey, you do know that seat two is the king. I forgot to tell you that.
Once again, the king. That's actually super useful, right?
Yeah. So you know seat two is the king. You know you got six fingers.
That's great.
Milk, what's your strategy for approaching this game when those are the things you know?
I mean, the first thing is...
Let's go back out to the grid.
Yeah, let's go at the grid. So the first thing is, Emma, and I just want to reiterate this for everyone who's watching. This is the exact setup that I got two Dusk in the House of the Damned games ago when I was the lunatic who saw Legion and was then shown
again. We wouldn't do that again. We've already done that.
And I know Emma's not boring. I know Emma's not boring. So I know Emma
that
hasn't
just... That was a 15-player game. This is a 12-player
That's right.
Game.
Emma hasn't just recycled a previously used gimmick for a game. That's just...
No. Why would I do that?
I mean,
you're not... Milk, you're not the lunatic. We've already done the bit where you realize halfway through the game you're the lunatic. Do we really want to do that bit again?
I mean, it's been a while since we've done the bit, and people do seem to like it when I'm confused.
You have six fingers, your red token, it says Legion on it. Seat two is the king.
Great. And I'm not learning other Legions because it's obviously a Poppy Grower game.
Why would you learn other Legions? What do you think this is?
Do
you think this is a store for Legions? Is this Burger King? Burger Legion? Have it your way?
Do I think this is a Dusk in the House of the Damned game and I've drawn a Legion token? I definitely
don't know. Yeah, this isn't Burger Legion. You don't get to have it your way, Milk.
No way to know. There would be no way for me to even find out. There's not even a mechanic for me to know.
Yeah, so what do you want to do here?
So... First thing is, in a Legion game, and especially in Dusk in the House of the Damned, this script has a lot of reasons for people to back off of claims. And I want to make it really clear, like, Damsel, Heretic, basically all of the Outsiders have reasons to back off.
You don't learn about a Damsel, isn't that fun?
I didn't learn about a Damsel, so I know that there's...
You
there's
learned a about a King, though, that was exciting.
Bluff. I learned about a King. Now, I learned that there's a Damsel bluff available. I know that Lunatic is a bluff that's available, in theory, if I wanted to do that.
Huntsman's a bluff that's available.
So there's all these things that are available. It's a Poppy Grower game. Magician is a bluff that might be available.
But there can be a Magician in a Poppy Grower game?
Don't be ridiculous. There could be, but that's certainly something that's worth taking a risk on. And crucially, it's worth remembering as a Legion that... Mm-hmm. All games have evil players who are lying in them.
Yeah.
Right? every game, whether it's a Legion game, whether it's a regular two minion, one demon, 12 player game, you know, all of those are going to have evil players who are lying in them. So it's fine, ultimately, for people to figure out that some of us are evil players who are lying. It's not great for the good for us if the good team figures out that it's Legion quite early. And so it's important to be careful not to miss, right? Not to end up sort of creating Legion worlds very early. It's okay for some Legions to be feeling some Legion paranoia, but it's also important to sort of disrupt the good team from just immediately all believing it's Legion. One of the difficulties of a Legion game is that once the good team knows or suspects, it can be difficult to get them to vote.
Yeah, that's so smart. So it's such a good way to think about this, Milk.
I think so.
Yeah.
So
what are you planning to do this game? Because you're not waking up at night
no.
like a real demon would. I mean, not that you're a lunatic.
No,
you're a Legion, which is a real demon.
So there's a couple of bluffs that are available to me right off the bat that I already know about, that we already mentioned. Village Idiot is a really straightforward bluff that you can take because we already know there's a king, which means there can't be, you know, more than probably two other townsfolk. So Village Idiot is possible for me to take in this game. Village Idiot's really good, too, for some Legions to take, but not for, like, every Legion to take. So that could be valuable. There's a lot of options here. You could claim to be a farmer, and then if the storyteller kills you in the night, you can claim to a straw pass to another Legion. Like, you could set that up with another Legion if you can find one. But ultimately, choir boy might be an interesting thing to claim or to fall back into, sort of just claim something like farmer or cannibal and then later claim to be a choir boy. I think I might go down that route. I think that's kind of an interesting route to go down. So I'll probably go down that sort of start out claiming cannibal.
Yeah. If you're going to claim cannibal, try to get some cannibal information.
Yeah, well, I'll try to get some people to kill themselves, you know, try to get some people to get themselves killed, you know, could try to, you know, get a good player to get themselves killed here. It's possible.
Yeah, it's possible.
You know, any way you can chunk away at that good team, any way you can sort of take bites off of the good team is a great thing to do as a Legion. So that's probably what I'm going to do. I'm going to go with cannibal bluff, and I'm just going to be like, look, you know, I'm the cannibal. Let's see if we can get some extra info.
Yeah.
And I can always fall back into an outsider bluff, damsel, heretic, lunatic. If I have to fall back early, I can always fall back into, like, I'm the huntsman. You know, I'm just trying to get killed early. There's stuff you can do.
Anyone you want to talk to here, Milk?
Oh, I mean, I'm going to go straight for that king. I think that's a fine.
No, you want to go talk to the king.
Let's talk to the king, baby.
Ah, you want to talk to the king.
Yeah.
So you are trying to make this Burger Legion. You are trying to get this your own way. You want to go talk to the king and try and turn this into a Burger King.
I'm just thinking I could have a Burger King. Also, I can't eat burgers, so this is sort of a moot point. But, you know,
red meat. To the king.
Yeah, let's go talk to the king. Because I don't really need to talk to and coordinate with other legions right now. I don't even know who they are. But I know one person. I know one person's alignment. So
yeah, you know, seat two.
I know seat two's alignment. So let's go.
How exciting for you.
That's right. Hello there. How's it going?
Good. How are you, Milk?
I'm doing really, really good. Tricky game, obviously, but I'm thinking, like, some people just have to be honest, and I'm okay to just really be one of the honest truth tellers in this game. I'm the cannibal. I'm looking just kind of to... I don't really want a lot of claims, necessarily. I'm just looking for people who may be interested in helping to improve the spread of information.
Yeah, well, I don't want to be fed to a cannibal.
Great. Awesome. Yeah, I mean, that's totally fine. I will vote to feed you to me. If you don't want to be fed to a cannibal, you're interested in sharing anything about your role or your information.
Oh, yeah, no. The evil team already knows about me, unless there's an Odashi sitting next to me, in which case, awkward.
Could be awkward. Oh, okay. So
I'm the king.
King.
So if
cool.
you're
yeah.
evil, you know this, and you're trying to stop me from connecting with good players.
Yep, that's a thing that could be happening if I'm evil, but I'm not. You can, you know, we can move on, talk to other people. It's okay.
Yeah, okay.
Don't want to hold you up. Obviously, your majesty there. Yeah, that's fine. You know, if a player gets, like, suspicious, you know, you just You can just make like a tree and leaf. You can just be like, oh yeah, you know, it's no problem if you want to do other stuff. You don't have to talk to me.
Make like a tree and leaf?
Yeah.
That's not an expression.
A tree and get the fuck out of here.
That's not an expression. That's not what trees do.
They leaf. They have leaves. No. Leaf can be a verb.
Leaf is not a verb.
Very reasonable verb. Okay, what is it? What is it that trees are doing, right,
when they go from talk to someone else
to being leafy?
They no leaf. One has time for your behavior, Milk.
I'll talk to seat four, your favorite seat.
All right, you want to go talk to seat four?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Hello.
Where's like, hey, how's it going?
What's up?
I'm the fisherman.
Okay, cool. I'm the cannibal.
Okay.
If you wanted to get your information, we could maybe like double up on some info. Not interested. Okay.
Not remotely interested. Sorry. Right. I'm one of those people. I like to hold my luck, press my luck. They'll try to feed you an evil player. I want to use my advice late.
Okay. Sure. You want to hang around for a while and then use your advice late? That's perfectly reasonable. Not everybody likes to feed a cannibal. It's cool.
Yeah. You know, the cannibal is kind of like an outsider. Like, I'm not going to go get weak fisherman advice early just so an evil player bluffing cannibal can pretend to get fisherman advice. That doesn't even help my team because they're evil.
I mean, I'm obviously not going to argue, you know, game strategy with you, but getting fisherman advice early can sometimes be useful, especially in a situation that's confusing.
Not interested, Milk.
Cool.
I'm going to put you on the naughty list.
See ya. Well, that went great. Let's talk to my neighbor, CD.
All right. Cedric goes, hey, Milk, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm good. What's up?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a response of all time. do you want to share some info?
Sure. I think, I'm the huntsman, Milk. I'm looking for help.
Huntsman looking for help? That's cool. I'm the cannibal, so... I'm not sure I can do a lot to help with the whole huntsman thing. I could help us get a second guess. Like, that's about all I can do.
Yeah. So, I use my pick tonight. Then we execute me. Then you make a huntsman pick. That's pretty good for us, right?
I mean, it means we can, like, if you tell me who you pick, it means we can, like, clean up two players.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Don't see a good reason not to do that.
I mean... There's probably other more useful roles that are better to feed to a cannibal, including just evil players. Like a double huntsman guess isn't that useful. It's not that strong.
Oh, that's so true. So maybe we don't feed meat to you.
Okay. So are you lying about your role? Like, this is kind of a weird claim.
No, I'm the huntsman, Milk. Why would I lie about being the huntsman, of all things?
Not sure. Just, you could be a different role that's just trying to get left alone. It's kind of a leave me alone claim, right?
I guess, but, like, demons sometimes kill huntsmen because they don't want them getting in the way of damsels.
Maybe. I mean, yeah, possibly.
Anyway, if there's anyone who's, like, seeming damsel-y to you, let me know, but, like, not too obviously, because we don't want the evil players finding out who the damsel is before I do.
Sounds great. All right. Bye. I'm going to go ahead and mark that player as Legion.
Why do you think they're Legion?
I mean, there's no damsel in the game, so we know there's no huntsman in the game. But crucially, I don't need to out to that player right now. First of all, they're my neighbor, so I can always whisper them later on if I need to. Second of all, I have to trust that my teammates are going to be able to play the game like without necessarily needing me to help them right off the bat. And it's better. Mm-hmm. It's better in some circumstances that I not necessarily out that it's a Legion game, in favor of like not necessarily coordinating as soon as possible.
So, just to be clear, you don't think you're the lunatic at this point?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
No, I don't see any reason to think that. There's enough like suspicious claims around. The fisherman that doesn't want to die could be a Legion. The huntsman that doesn't, you know, that like is like, oh, maybe I shouldn't die. It's like,
well, I'm gonna let you have one more. Actually, I'm not gonna let you have one more day.
No, it's three.
That's too many day one conversations.
Yeah, that's way too.
All right, so you get back to town. Seat six nominates seat 10 and says, village idiot evil in seat 10. Let's kill him.
Okay, so I am going to vote on everything today.
Okay.
And the reason for that is I'm maybe a choir boy bluffing cannibal, or maybe just a cannibal, or maybe something else bluffing cannibal. But as a cannibal, I'm going to vote on a lot of stuff. And as a cannibal, I'm a good player, so I'm not really that concerned about what I kill.
Okay, good to know, good to know.
Yep. I probably won't vote on I probably won't vote on seat 8, and I probably won't vote on seat 2.
Okay.
But anything else, I'll probably just vote on.
Well, we'll say seat 2 votes on seat 10, seat 3, seat 5, seat 6, seat 7, seat 8, and you, and I think that's 6. Yeah, that's 6. And seat 10's on the block.
Yep.
Any nominations you want to make, Mil?
No, I don't really have any nominations I want to make. If somebody's on the block, there's no real reason for me to nominate here.
Okay. C10 gets executed. And dies.
Awesome. It's great for me. I'm just the cannibal.
Yeah, you're just the cannibal. What are you going to bluff that you saw off C10?
I'll probably bluff, just on this script specifically, there's a lot of things that don't wake. So it's pretty reasonable for me to bluff some bluff that I didn't wake up
after C10.
After C10 died. Yep, there's plenty of things here that don't wake, so that's a very reasonable kind of thing to bluff. You know, if I miss,
so,
I can make it seem like there's a Nodashi near me. Like, you know, there's options.
All right, so you wake up the next day and seat 5 has died in the night.
Okay. So if seat 5 is a knight death in a Legion game, I'll just put died at knight.
So are you going to approach C10 to further your cannibal bluff?
No, probably not immediately. Depends.
Who do you want to talk to?
Depends. But I'll probably try to get around to both seat 10 and seat 5 today, but I'm going to chat somebody just completely unrelated. Who made the nomination yesterday on seat 10?
Seat 6, I believe.
Okay, let's talk to seat 6.
All right. Seat 6 goes, how's it going, Milk?
Everything's great. How are you doing?
Great. I'm the VI. I have 2 evils, so that's normal.
Fantastic.
I checked seat 10 and learned they were evil, and I've checked seat 1 and learned they're evil.
10 and 1, both evil. Okay, cool. Yeah, that seems fine. I'm happy not to vote on you for right now. I'm the cannibal. Gonna check with
seat 10. Did you wake up last night off of seat 10?
I did not wake last night.
Okay. So. But they're evil. So.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't mean anything, right? So in your information, it just means that they're just an, you know, minion. So.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna try to catch them today and just see what they're claiming.
Yeah.
You know. All right, cool. Thanks.
Right.
Let's catch seat 10.
Seat 10 goes, hey, Milk, how's it going? A little bummed to be executed, though I had a bit of a weird job in this game, and I wasn't quite sure what to do about it.
What's going on?
I was the pixie poppy grower.
Interesting. That's really interesting, because I'm the cannibal, and I didn't wake up last night.
So you're evil.
Not necessarily. There could be a Nodashi involved.
Yeah, I think we should just kill you in seat 6, because seat 6 is making up this VI information on me, the pixie poppy girl. You're claiming not to have woken up a scandal. You're probably just both evil.
You can believe that if you want, but it's not true.
I mean, I'm dead, so we should kill you two, who are both evil.
I mean, that seems weird to say, considering that, like, seat 6 has a VI evil on you, so you could just be evil, I could just be poisoned, not getting any information.
Yeah, but I know I'm not evil, I know I'm the pixie poppy girl.
I also know that I'm not evil, so that sort of doesn't...
Yeah, but you see how that I have trouble believing that the storyteller wouldn't even just, like, bluff Pixie to you.
Well, it's possible they didn't know your bluff.
It's not a bluff. They know I'm the Pixie Poppy Grower. I drew the Pixie token. They show me the Poppy Grower token.
Don't know what to tell
you. So I think I want you dead, and I think I want Six dead.
Well, you can't nominate, so good luck.
I'm sure I can find someone to help me out.
I would... Yeah. Good luck.
Okay.
All right. So, you know,
you can have one more chat tonight.
We're in a little conflict there with C10, but it's probably fine. We didn't have to stick to cannibal right up until that point, but at that point we did have to stick to cannibal. After that point, we have to stick to cannibal pretty well. We could try to look like a damsel now, or we could try to look like a heretic who's hiding behind a bad bluff. We could also just look like a minion. We could claim goblin. There's some things.
Well, where are you on your lunatic meter, Milk?
No, I don't think I'm the lunatic yet. I think there's still... I think I haven't talked to enough people. I think it's still plausible that I'm the Legion.
Do you want to talk to one more person today?
Yeah, let's talk to Seat 12, who's just like... I'm trying to spread the conversations around. I was going to talk to Seat 5, who died at night, but I'd just rather talk to Seat 12.
Okay, Seat 12 goes, hey, how's it going, Milk? What's up with you?
Yeah, weird day. Player died last night, and I didn't get information I should have gotten, which is a bit odd.
That kind of makes me want to kill you.
Yeah, I mean, it could be... I'm wondering if you have any unusual information or you've had bad interactions with your, like, ability. Just thinking
I'm
maybe...
I'm deep in the Legion Tunnel, man. I am deep in the Legion Tunnel.
How come?
And you telling me just, like, literally everything about this game. Everyone I've talked to has felt like a Legion.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And they all feel like Legions who don't know what's going on. So, you know, I'm not even scared. I'm the poppy grower.
Oh.
Come at me, bro. You can't. You're probably a Legion, too.
Well, Seat 10 is claiming to be the pixie who's confirming a poppy grower, but I didn't get pixie information.
Okay, so either you or Seat 10 is evil. Seat 10's dead. Let's kill you.
I mean, I'm fine with that. Like, we can kill me. Or, alternately, if Seat 10 is evil, then I'm just a cannibal who's getting sold up the river by the storyteller.
Yeah, but... Oh, that's fair. I mean... The thing is, we've already probably lost a good player if Seat 10's good.
If you think Seat 10's good, we should probably look at Seat 6. Although they could be a drunk VI, they're getting VI, they're claiming VI information on Seat 10, and Seat 1.
I think you're all goddamn Legion.
You know what? I mean, what can I do? I can't do anything to dissuade you because anything I say is just gonna make you think it's Legion. But I would consider talking to your neighbor Seat 1 because Seat 6. If Seat 10's evil, then Seat 6 also says they have an evil on Seat 1.
Alright. Thanks, Milk.
Yeah, I'm now I'm still not, like, super committed to cannibal. Like, I can still back out into damsel or heretic if I die, and that's fine.
Alright, so let's just take a straw poll. Who do you think is on the evil team at the moment?
If it's a Legion game, I think it's likely that Seat 12 and Seat 2 are probably good. I think Seat 6 is probably... I think Seat 10 is probably evil. I think I'm evil. Seat 8 is evil. I think Seat 6 can actually be good here. So that makes the evil team 7, 8, me, 10, 11, 1, 3, 4, and 5.
Fascinating.
So in the world where I'm evil and a Legion, there is a poppy grower, which could be Seat 12. There is a king, which is Seat 2, and Seat 6's village idiot information is mechanically correct if I'm a Legion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you Seat 1 gets executed today. Seat 8 dies in the night. Then you get executed. And Seat 7 dies in the night. And then I'm going to tell you Seat 11 gets executed. And Seat 12 dies in the night. We're just fast forwarding a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then when Seat 12 dies in the night, the storyteller wakes you. They say, you know, just to be fast, because this could be a magician game, I'm going to tell you the following players aren't Legion. Seat 2. And Seat 12. And that's it. Goodbye!
Seat 2 and Seat 12 are not Legion.
Yes.
Wild.
Everyone else appears to be Legion as far as you're concerned, Milk.
So there could be a magician in one of these four players, basically.
Yeah.
We're on four.
Seat 6. 2's king information so far has been goblin and magician.
Seems right. I mean, I think it's a Legion game. I think I'm definitely Legion here. I don't know where...
Yeah, you have to try to figure out Who is the second good player, Milk?
Yeah, so is this our, are we executing on four, or are we sleeping?
No, but you can go have a few conversations on four.
Okay, I can have conversations on four.
Well,
I haven't
take a census
to,
and then...
I haven't talked to three yet, so I do need to talk to three.
Okay.
I'm just trying to fill out at least some of the Grim.
Yeah. Z3 goes, hey, Milk, how's it going?
Yep, hanging in there.
I'm a little confused about what's going on in this game, so I'm just going to be upfront with you. I'm the magician.
Okay. That sounds reasonable, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm whatever I've been claiming. I mean, we've skipped a couple of days, so I may, my claim may have changed when I died, but it doesn't really matter. The claim is sort of irrelevant because the game is figuring this out. All right, so you're the magician. Has any did you trick any evils? Did anybody out to you? Did anything happen?
No one has outed Legion to me.
All right, I assume you trust the King claim with the information that they're saying.
I don't know. They could be evil. They did know magicians in play, but the evil team would know magicians in play.
Okay,
it's not
that's
like
fair.
That's the world's most backbreaking King information.
Okay. Yeah, nope. It's not that strong. We'll get one more. They'll get one more piece if they don't die in the night, right? So so that could be useful. What do you know about Seat 6? Seat 6 has basically been like sniping evils, apparently, all game.
Seat 6, well, they have an evil on me, so I think they're evil.
Do we have another VI claim?
Well, seat 5 and seat 11 are both claiming VI.
Yeah. So seat 6 could be the drunk VI, I guess.
Yeah.
Did seat 4 ever... I guess seat 4... I have a claim from seat 4 that seems a little bit odd as well.
Alright. I haven't talked to seat 4 recently. They told me they were the fisherman who was planning to use their vice in the late game.
Yep, that's what I was also told.
Okay.
All right. Well, seems.
Do you want to talk to any of these other people to sort of do magician poking at them?
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy to poke at seat 4 again, and maybe seat 6, but I probably don't have enough time for 3. I'll poke at seat 4.
Seat 4 goes, "Hey, Milk, how's it going?"
"Hey, I'm doing good. Just wondering if you ever ended up getting your information or your advice."
"Oh, I'm not the fisherman, Milk."
"Oh. Okay.
I was trying to make myself seem like a demon, so I was going with a hard bluff. I'm just the magician."
"Oh, okay. Great. Did any evils fall for it, or?"
"Not directly, but I kind of get the vibe this is a Legion game, so maybe."
"Interesting. So who would your good team be in that world?"
"I'm not 100% sure. I don't know if it's seat 2 or seat 6. Seat 3 I've heard is claiming magician, so they're evil as fuck."
"Yeah. I'm from your... I guess you're gonna point at each other, then."
"Yeah, I think, like, my hope is me and seat 3 are both alive tomorrow, and then I can just point at seat 3 and get them executed, because they're double claiming me."
"Seems reasonable. Alright, cool. Well, thanks. I mean, that's probably all the time I've got, like..."
"I'll let you interview all four players live."
"Oh, thank you. I'll talk to seat 6 then, please."
We did a bit of a fast forward. We did a little jump. Think about these as things that have happened throughout the game, if you want to.
Talk to seat 6.
Yeah. Seat 6 says, "Hey, Milk, how's it going?"
"Yeah, I'm doing fine."
"I think we're in a bit of a pickle, Milk, so I'm just going to be up front with you. You're Legion. I'm Legion. Seat 2 is the King. One of these other people is the magician. I think I probably die tonight. You agree with that analysis?"
"I think that seems right. Yeah, I think the King probably lives till the end so that they can give another minion, probably."
"I think they probably just see Legion tonight."
"Possible.
Minion won't be believable, I don't think."
"Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I mean, if Seat 3 dies, I guess they can show it. The storyteller can show a demon."
"Yes.
If I die, the storyteller... If C3 or C4 dies, they can show a minion."
"Yeah.
or demon.
I think seat three and seat four can be evil together in a non-Legion game, but it depends on what the storyteller thinks they need to do.
Yeah.
I think it's likely that you die. I think we just end up with seat three and seat four in a pushing in on each other contest.
So, I mean, what do you think I should do with my VI information? Do we think, like, seat two is going to just write me off as Legion? Because, and should I lie about it? Should I try to say, what do you think I should do, Milk?
I mean, how trusted do you think
seat... You're a smart guy, right?
How trusted do you think seat two is?
I don't know, have any idea, man. The one thing I've known for most of this game is seat two is the king. And then last night, I learned there's only two good players and one of them is dead.
Yeah.
So, I don't know much. I've just been saying everyone's evil.
I don't think we ever get a push on seat two. Like, I don't think we can ever construct a push on seat two here. Especially with three and four, like, basically being in a hard double claim. I think it's probably likely that the town mostly believes that it's Legion at this point. And I think you could say that you at least confirmed seat two as good. And I think that does a couple of things for us. The first thing it does is if people think you're Legion, it could look like you're trying to confirm a Legion as good. You know, maybe give us some space for falling back. It could make people balk potentially. Like if you pick seat three or seat four to confirm is good, you're basically just making the 50-50. especially if the king gets shown Legion. Like, and it's just like that might be worth doing too, like just picking one of them and just saying either good or evil, because like who knows how town's going to interpret that. That's a bit riskier. Probably the best choice is to just show seat two is good and see what happens.
All right. Look, I'm gonna ask you a question.
Yeah.
Would you rather your VI in seat six or your magician claim in seat three or seat four die tonight? What is Legion would you prefer to happen?
That's a really, really good question.
Assuming that seat six and seat three and seat four all have about the same social vibes this game. They've all played it pretty well.
So
you thought seat six was good at the start.
I believe seat six was good because the information matched with Legion World, right? So like that's believable. I think seat six, if they show seat two as good, can get away. Like, can potentially get through this. Because they've pointed at mostly Legions. But if seat three is the good... If seat three is actually the magician, I think it still just creates conflict between seat six and seat three, and so it's still a 50-50. If seat three is Legion and dies here, that really validates that seat six is good. So I think I'd actually rather seat six be alive. I think in general, like players who have information roles are a little bit more useful because they can build worlds. And if the world lines up and seat six has mostly shown evils as evil, they are in a pretty strong position. So I think if seat six shows seat two as good, having shown seat three as evil, if seat three dies of the two magicians, then seat three just is confirmed as Legion. If seat four dies of the two magicians, then seat three is still the evil there if seat six is good. I think I'd rather seat six be alive. Seat six,
right.
Six
so you want...
is very believable as good. So I would rather the VI bluff than the magician bluff.
Okay.
Make it to final three. I don't know how the game turns out.
In that case,
but...
seat three dies in the night. And we'll never know how this game turns out because it's fake.
That's really good, right? Like, that's really, really good for evil because seat six did point at seat three and say, and if the king learns Legion here, right, seat six did point at seat three and say, they're evil. Seat six can now say, I saw the king as good, you know, and that just makes seat four the last Legion. Two Legions in a double claim. It's very believable. Like, there's a really strong argument to be made there.
Yeah, so we're not going to talk about the final day that much because
no.
It doesn't really matter. Any thought to trying to pull a heretic bluff here?
No, this wasn't the place to pull a heretic bluff. It just didn't. It just, I mean, you know, there was a skip in the middle, but I think Legion should generally be open to trying to bluff heretic, but you need to decide, like, get it out there a little bit earlier than you probably would, like, at least to people you know are Legion or you really strongly suspect are Legion. Like, you need to start getting that information out there early because Legion can't, like, even knowing that there's a heretic, Legion can't do that much. Like, they can do some voting, but, like, knowing there's a heretic, Legion doesn't have the agency to kill, still doesn't have the agency to kill in a particular way at night. The storyteller's always going to leave you with two goods, if possible. So, I mean, just try not to kill, just try not to kill evils, basically, as much as possible. Try not to kill, or you try, most of the time in a Legion game, you are trying to just get, like, one good killed in, like, the mid to late game. So, from my preference, probably wouldn't bluff heretic here. Probably just let seat six have this chance to win the game for us.
All right.
Yeah, seems pretty good. Should we do potion shop?
Sure.
Oh, I'm still dead. Seems like my appropriate state of being.
Yeah, you died. We went over this.
Yeah, so I could just...
Your cannibal claims weren't lining up with these other with all the Legion you were getting.
No, and it's fine, right? Like, it's kind of okay to, like, look like an evil in a Legion game. Sometimes you're going to look like a non-Legion minion, and it's fine. It's perfectly reasonable. Mm-hmm. Hey, we did an episode.
Yeah.
We did an old-fashioned episode. We did, like, a normal-typey episode.
And a traditional Grim Scenarios episode.
Traditional Grim Scenarios episode about a script that we both love and really enjoy playing and storytelling.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back, I would say next week, but that would probably be a lie.
At some point, our DC
but
panel...
But next week.
Yeah. At some point, our DC panel will come out.
Yeah.
When we get the footage.
We recorded that.
Someone recorded it.
Do we not have the footage?
No, Nina has the footage. Ninja Nina has the footage.
Okay.
So, just hasn't made its way over to us for the uploading process, so.
All right, good.
Good. Yeah, well, we'll be back on a week.
Possibly next week.
Maybe even 2 weeks.
Maybe 2 weeks. Maybe 3 weeks. Maybe 3 months. Who knows?
Maybe it'll be 2 weeks in a row, even.
That sounds unlikely.
That does sound very reasonably unlikely. Until next time, everybody, may your scenarios stay grim.
Good night.
See ya.